Hey, it's Josie with Affirmation Pod, where you get soothing affirmations to help you live in self-love. Welcome to new listeners. Welcome back to returning listeners. If you sent in feedback about last week's episode, thank you so much. I want you to know I really appreciate you sharing so openly, so deeply. In case you missed it, last week's episode was Turning to the Positive. It's episode 422, if you want to check it out after. Those who wrote in, help me see. There are a lot of different struggles around trying to get to the positive, trying to turn to the positive. And so I'm very thankful the episode has been effective and well received. And I mentioned the feedback because those of you who wrote, I do want to appreciate your time, your openness, and your reflectiveness. Okay, of course, speaking of episodes, today's episode is called Making the Most of a New Day. This is a popular request. Part of one DM said, when I approach each day, it's hard knowing it's actually impossible to accomplish everything that needs to be done, and I just have to make the most of my time, energy, and resources. It's hard because I do want to get everything done, and also I know the things that don't get done are just going to pile up and build up. I am in a tense, serious, and often overwhelming season of life, and I want to keep a perspective of doing the best I can with what I can. I'm grateful I can be here to support you and to help you with this episode. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Here's the question. Have you been checking in with yourself, your stress levels, your mental health, your energy? I've recently had days where I've struggled with mood changes. It's helped me so much to be able to talk with my BetterHelp therapist and walk through the best self-care plan that works for right now. Taking care of you is the most important thing you can do. Some more social time, some community time, maybe what you need, or recharging alone, maybe what would help you best right now. If you're not sure, therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. If you've wanted to try therapy or you wanted to come back to therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It works with your schedule, and you get started by filling out a brief questionnaire that matches you with a licensed therapist. If you feel you want to switch therapists at any time, you can do so for no extra charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/affirmation today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/affirmation. Thanks to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode today. And now let's get centered and grounded. Here's making the most of a new day. This is a pace. This is a grind. This is a lot. I feel overloaded. I feel overwhelmed. I feel overpowered. I'm making the most of this new day. I will take it one step at a time. I will take it one focused step at a time. I will take it one intentional step at a time. I will make my list. I will make my schedule. I will make my priorities. What is the top task that needs to get done today? When can I work in time to breathe and check in? When can I work in time to get busy and get things done? How can I get creative here? How can I be efficient? I am living in my brilliance. I am making the most of this new day. I am timing things for best productivity. I am adjusting things for lower stress. I am making the most of this new day. I'm doing my best for me. I am putting distractions aside. I get moving on what will help me make the most of this new day. I get into the groove. I build momentum. I keep going. I am making the most of this new day. I can handle what comes my way. Thank you for making time to listen to this episode today. Thank you for the attention, the focus, and the energy you're putting into making the most of each new day. The sister episode to this one is not a long one. It's episode 51 called New Day Affirmations, and it's just 1 minute long. So if you're busy, you just need a boost, you can use episode 51, New Day Affirmations. I did not have ads and announcements back then, so it's kind of like getting the premium without being a premium access member. I'm really excited to share about this new sponsor today. This episode is sponsored by AquaTrue. You need to hear about this. I've been using it every day because I want to make sure I'm drinking enough water every day, but not just that. What kind of water am I drinking? So why do I love AquaTrue? First of all, the one I have works with no plumbing installation needed. Just like with all the AquaTrue purifiers, my carafe uses a 4-stage reverse osmosis purification process. That means it removes 15 times more contaminants than those ordinary pitcher filters. That's what I was using before, and I can taste the difference, but I can also see the difference. I don't just use AquaTrue for the humans in the house. I have a jug where I put the water for our plants and our dog that I could tell the water was cleaner and clearer than what I was using before. The setup was easy, and AquaTrue comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look into this. It makes a great gift, too, for weddings, high school grads, college grads, especially if they're athletes or very health conscious. And just for you, today, Affirmation Pod listeners receive 20% off any of the AquaTrue purifiers. Just go to aquatrue.com, that's AquaTrue.com, and enter code AFFIRMATION at checkout. That's 20% off any AquaTrue water purifier.
Again, I have the carafe, but take a look at what you would need for yourself. Go to aquatrue.com and use promo code AFFIRMATION, AFFIRMATION, to redeem your 20% off, and you are helping support Affirmation Pod. Thank you to AquaTrue for sponsoring this episode today.
I want to give a little bit of preparation for next week's episode. I know I don't usually do this. It's called What to Say When Experiencing Anger. And the way I've designed it, it's like this big selection of options for what you can say when you feel angry, when another adult around you feels angry, when your child feels angry. You may not resonate with everything. My goal with it is that there will be some phrases, some sentences that will help you and that you can use to acknowledge anger, to diffuse anger, and to make sense of the anger. So it's definitely an Affirmation Pod episode, but its design is a little different, so I wanted to give you a heads up here so you're more prepared for next week. Anger isn't good or bad. It can even be very healthy, but we've all known that there are times where it is overwhelming, floods us, say things we regret, we want to take back. And especially to those who requested this, I'm here for you, and the episode will publish next week. If you'd like it sooner, Premium Access members actually get it on Wednesday, so just in a few days. Premium Access members get all the episodes early, as well as ad-free and announcement-free. If that's something you would like, come sign up today by going to affirmationpodpremium.com. Premium Access members also get bonus episodes that you don't find on this podcast. So again, you can sign up today at affirmationpodpremium.com. And don't forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where you will get Affirmation Pod episodes as well as other goodies. Subscribe today by going to affirmationpod.com/YouTube. That's affirmationpod.com/YouTube. Thanks for listening to Affirmation Pod today. Now go be you, know you, and love you. This is Josie with Affirmation Pod. Bye for now.